The spirit of performance defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the all-electric ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. While what powers their cars may change, the energy that makes Acura never will. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system and up to 313-mile range on a single charge, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is everything they said electric could never be. It was built with the driver in mind, just like Acura has been doing since the beginning. We could talk all day, but the only way to experience this electric performance is to drive it yourself. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Hey, it's Kramer, and this is my morning take on the market from today's CNBC Investing Club morning meeting. This is one of those things where you and I in the club are at cross purposes with what the media is saying. The media is saying that because the Fed is maybe still cut two or three times, that therefore stocks are good. You and I both know that what this does is make it so we're not fighting the Fed, but makes it even more important that we analyze earnings. It doesn't do any good to do Fed speak. That has cost a lot of people a lot of money. As people sit on the sidelines waiting for the Fed to do something, what we do is plunge right in. We get in, we get our hands dirty with stocks like NVIDIA, with stocks like Broadcom, and yes, we'll be talking about Apple in a moment. But I think when you don't fight the Fed, Jeff, it's a good situation.
No, absolutely. And if you focus on the big earnings report last night and what is central to the biggest theme driving the market right now, AI, you heard really good things from Micron. We'll talk about them more in the rapid fire. But the big thing is that for this year, supply to be below demand for DRAM and NAND, that means their margins are going to improve. A lot of that is due to AI server demand driving this rapid growth for their high bandwidth memory. 2024 is already spoken for, Jim, and 25, they're saying, is on allocation.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked. I was reading the transcript, and you get, and everything's good. The server's good, PC's good. They're obviously troughing a quarter ahead on a lot of these different NAND, regular products that they've had for years. And then suddenly you get to where they're talking about the high bandwidth memory that goes in to, say, someone who buys Blackwell. Dell would go buy it, for instance, put it together. And you realize, oh my, I've never heard Sanjay Mehrotra ever say anything like this, that they literally are spoken for 2025. And by the way, the gross margins on these chips are three times of the regular chip. So Micron deserves to be up. And I got to tell you, frankly, like when Dell had its step function move, people are beginning to realize, Jeff, that there's a lot of money going to be made in 2024 and 25, not 2027, 2028, with things that are related to generative AI and accelerated computing.
Start your day with my outlook on the market every morning. Visit CNBC.com/morningtake to become a CNBC Investing Club member at a special rate today.
All opinions expressed by Jim Cramer on this podcast and in connection with the CNBC Investing Club are solely Cramer's opinions and do not reflect the opinions of CNBC, NBC Universal, or their parent company or affiliates, and may have been previously disseminated by Cramer on television, radio, internet, or another medium. No specific outcome or profit is guaranteed in connection with your reliance upon or other use of the content from Cramer. The opinions offered in connection with this podcast and the CNBC Investing Club are not an attempt to induce any particular trading behavior, investment, or strategy. You should be aware of the risk of loss in following any strategy or investment discussed in the content from Cramer. To view the full CNBC Investing Club disclaimer, please visit cnbc.com/investing club disclaimer.
What's on the horizon for financial markets? At PGIM, it's a question that over 1,400 investment professionals relentlessly research in pursuit of your long-term goals. Specialized across asset classes, but united in collaboration. Our teams provide global and local expertise. Our investments shape tomorrow, today. Pursue your tomorrow with PGIM, a leading global asset manager.